Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace, this Sunday, 3 weeks after Easter in 2023. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, and I'm so pleased to have you here, whether you are listening on a Sunday morning as this is being broadcast, or following the recording on the CJMQ website. It's through CJMQ that we are broadcasting to the eastern townships of Quebec and beyond. Psalm 23 begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. And even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." Let us pray. God of love, we come trusting that your love has the power to defeat evil in the world. Jesus shows us that your love defeats even the power of death and sin. And you are with us through the darkest of valleys, so that we are not afraid. We worship you with glad hearts, praising you in the name of our risen Lord, praying with the breath of your Spirit in us. Renew our strength and courage to face whatever each day holds, so our lives will bring you honour and glory now and always. God of love, we confess that too often we let the events around us shatter our trust in your love. When terror strikes and innocence fall, we wonder if love can defeat violence. When truth gets lost among misleading claims, we wonder if love can prevail over lies. Forgive us, God, when we lose our trust in the power of your love so soon after it raised Jesus from death's grip. The Apostle Paul asked, "What will separate us from the love of Christ? Hardship, distress, peril or sword?" "No," he declared, "neither death nor life nor things present nor things to come can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus." Let us rejoice in that no matter what is happening around us, God's gracious and forgiving love in Jesus Christ and his cross will never let us go. Amen. From John's Gospel, chapter 10, at verse 1. Jesus said, "Very truly I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him, because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him, because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech, but the Pharisees did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore Jesus said again, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Amen.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinner, list to the loving call, wonderful words of
Astronomer Carl Sagan was a prolific writer and trustee of the SETI Institute, that's the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence Institute. He founded it in 1984 to scan the universe for any signs of life beyond the Earth. Sagan's best-selling work, Cosmos, also became an award-winning television series, explaining the wonders of the universe and exporting the belief not in an intelligent creator, but in potential intelligent aliens. He believed that somehow, by knowing who they are, we would discover who we as humans really are. He wrote, "The very thought of there being other beings different from all of us can have a very useful cohering role for the human species." He reasoned that if aliens could have contacted us, knowing how impossible it is for us to reach them, they would be far more advanced than us as a species. Therefore, they would have the answers we seek to ultimate questions. This thought process shows the desperate need we have as humans for answers to the great questions of our existence. Does life have any ultimate meaning and purpose? Do we as humans have any more value than the other animals? Is there a purpose to the universe, or more specifically, to our individual lives? These are the questions that grip our minds and potentially vex our souls. Jesus came to offer us fullness of life. In John 10, verse 10, "The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full." Well, does that mean that we're to live a life of luxury? Does that mean we're called to be rich and have lots of stuff? Well, Jesus was born into a poor family who could not afford the full cost of sacrifices necessary at the time of his birth. He lived in Nazareth, a place of no reputation. He was a carpenter, a reputed son of the village carpenter. Sufficient is recorded for us to see that he remained in poverty and obscurity at Nazareth for our sakes, preparing for his public work. And when he came out at last into public life, when he emerged from obscurity, he said about himself, "Foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." He was dependent upon the gifts of his followers or upon the godly women who ministered to him out of their substance. It was poverty on Christ's part to become human at all. God the infinite veiled himself in human flesh. God the omnipotent came here in the form of a babe hanging in weakness at a woman's breast. Yet it is by that poverty that we become rich. Rich, abundant, plentiful, bountiful, overflowing. Well, three things we can find in him. We can find abundant grace. The Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Timothy, "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has given me strength, that he considered me trustworthy, appointing me to his service. For even though I was once a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, I was shown mercy because I acted in ignorance and unbelief. The grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus." We're able to recognize how abundantly grace has been given to us when we recognize our own sinfulness. The Apostle Paul saw his wretchedness and he recognized how much he had been forgiven, not because he earned it or he deserved it, but because Christ offered it to him through the cross, and he does it for us too. We have been given abundant grace, but in order to recognize it, we have to see the contrast of our own unrighteousness. We've also been given abundant peace. In the Old Testament, the prophet Jeremiah in chapter 33 spoke to a people who were tossed and broken by an experience of exile and invasion. "Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to my city. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. I will bring back Judah and Israel back from captivity and will rebuild them as they were before. I will cleanse them from all the sin they've committed against me and will forgive all their sins of rebellion against me. Then this city will bring me renown, joy, praise, and honor before all nations on earth that hear of all the good things I do for it. And they will be in awe and will tremble at the abundant prosperity and peace I provide for it." Jesus said, "Peace I give to you, my own peace. Not as the world gives it, but as I give it to you. And then there's abundant goodness. Psalm 145. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts. They speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty. I will meditate on your wonderful works. They tell of the power of your awesome works. I will proclaim your great deeds, for they celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. God has abundant goodness, and he chooses to bestow that goodness in abundance towards us. Verse 16 of that psalm, he says, "You open your hand and satisfy the desires of every living thing." We're called to celebrate that goodness. The abundant life that Jesus offers is full of all the things money can't buy. No matter how much money we have, we cannot buy more patience, more love, more self-control. Hardware stores do not sell wisdom or hope. But yes, in Jesus, we can find all of those qualities in abundance. You can get every one of those things from God, who is the giver of all good things. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of heavenly lights, who does not change. Amen.
Have come to the seashore, neither searching for the rich nor the wise, desiring only that I should follow. Oh Lord, with your eyes set
Let us pray. Wise and generous God, Shepherd of our lives, we are thankful this day for all you provide to sustain us. You call our weary souls to rest when the world seems busy. You bless us with the promise of new life, as pastures around us turn green, announcing another spring, as buds blossom on the trees, announcing the arrival of another season. You gather us around tables of friendship to draw strength from one another. Thank you for the signs of your goodness and mercy that we can treasure this day. Loving and listening God, Shepherd of the world, we bring you our prayers for others, friends and enemies, neighbors and strangers alike. We pray for people who are struggling with illness and loneliness or grief and sadness. Walk with them through dark days and steep valleys. We pray for people in countries and communities where it's not safe to live out their faith or express their views openly. Walk with them through dark days and steep valleys. We pray for victims of discrimination and acts of hatred, and those who fear violence day by day. Walk with them through dark days and steep valleys. We pray for journalists and advocates for justice who live under threat for telling the truth. Walk with them through dark days and steep valleys. And we pray for churches, local organizations, and businesses that face difficulty reorganizing and the pressure of economic challenges. Walk with them through dark days and steep valleys. And we pray for our families, friends, and for ourselves, as well as those in the news whose situations tug at our hearts. We offer these prayers and our unspoken concerns to you in the name of the risen Lord who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever and ever. Amen. May God's abundant life come to you by the Holy Spirit as you believe and trust in Jesus and so call upon the name of the Lord as your God and as your Heavenly Father. Thank you for being with me this morning. I encourage you to be with God's people in some sense that makes these things real to you, where the good news of Jesus is lived out and shared. You'd be welcome to join with us at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday mornings at St. Andrew's Sherbrooke. We're delighted to have you along. And if not there, then find your way to some other fellowship where your faith can be encouraged and your lives blessed by the abundant life of Jesus. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
Let us with a glad mind praise the Lord, for he is kind, for he
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.